Do you think the public are getting the information they need to make an informed decision on this debate?
Well, look, I mean, I recognise that when it comes to the referendum campaign, the public, you know, pick up their news from television, newspapers and things of that nature. We have been out there making the case. I've been touring the country, that's why I'm here today. But also importantly, we're making a positive case as to why we should leave the European Union. We believe that Britain would be freer, stronger, more prosperous outside of the European Union, which is a complete contrast to the doom and gloom and the pessimism that, quite frankly, the government have been propelling and portraying during this campaign.
There's a lot of propaganda on both sides, aren't there?
Well, what I was about to say is that, you know, there is an argument to be had, and obviously it's for the public. This is their referendum. It is for them to reach their own conclusion and their own judgment in terms of the information that they are picking up and the news that they see.
And, you know, just under 4 weeks out from the actual poll, I mean, have you got time to bridge the gap or take a lead in it?
Well, I'm an optimist. I mean, I've been campaigning for most of my political life for a referendum. So that's why I will take no lectures from the government in terms of the messaging that they're putting out around this particular referendum campaign. And let's not forget that this was a referendum that David Cameron and my party offered the British public in our manifesto last year at the time of the general election. And so the shocking thing about it is, having given the public a referendum, you know, why are they so pessimistic and so gloomy? We, as I've said, believe that we can have a positive, more secure future and a positive and economically secure future outside of the European Union. While I would say everywhere I've been, we've seen this today, I'm in my own constituency every weekend. I've travelled the country. I'll be on the bus next week. Everywhere I go, the public mood and the public sentiment is with us. I do not see people campaigning like we are campaigning for the Remain side. And so I'm a believer that we can win this referendum. Yes, on the merits of the argument, but also because the public are sick to death of the European Union and the fact that they lecture us constantly on how we should run our government.
Quick points about immigration, obviously a big issue in Kent for people. They've seen directly the what problems and challenges it presents. But having said that, a lot of migrants fill jobs in the care industry, the NHS. If we voted to stay in, wouldn't we be better off in terms of that?
No, well, actually, I think that's a complete myth that needs to be dispelled. And the fact of the matter is that the European Union are dictating our immigration policy because of the Free Movement Directive. That is a fact, and nobody can dispute that. The other fact is that while we're a member of the European Union, we cannot control our borders. We cannot control the number of people coming to Britain from Europe. And secondly, we can't control our immigration policy. When it comes to people filling jobs in our economy, we want people that are the brightest and the best with the right skills coming to the United Kingdom. Currently, we have an immigration policy that discriminates against that. So I was on an estate 20 minutes ago where I met with people from India that are in the care sector. They work for the NHS. They are qualified and they are professional. They basically said they've been here for over 15 years. They would not be able to come here under the government's immigration policy, quite frankly, to work in the NHS, because our current policy discriminates against people outside of the European Union with those skills that our economy and our labour market needs. What we have been seeing over the last 10 years is people from the European Union come into Britain and undercutting British jobs and British wages in the labour market. They are not the high-skilled jobs that we need. They're not the individuals with the high skills that we need. And currently, we're at a disadvantage because we're excluding those that are the brightest and the best with the skills that our economy currently needs.
Bridget Patel, thank you very much.
Thank you.